Well, it's my favorite time of year. No, I don't mean Hanukkah. No, I don't mean Christmas. No, I don't mean New Year's. It's pre-filing bill time in the Washington State Legislature, which means we get to see all the insanity that the left is dredging up. And holy cow, they're going to come back with their greatest hits. Do you have any money? I think they're simplifying the tax form, which is just going to say, how much money did you make this year? Send it on in. That's what they're working on. However, there are some bills on our side of the aisle. They're actually very, very promising. Joining us now on the Warrior Injury Law Studio line, Representative Jim Walsh, who's also the chairman for the Washington State GOP. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Oh, you're right, Ari. It's just like Christmas or Hanukkah for policy wonks. This is when we see all the best and worst ideas bubbling up to the surface in Olympia.
Yeah, and you get warnings on what they're really going to try and do, like income tax and such. But you have a bill here that looks like it's trying to repeal the taxes that the Democrats put in place that they didn't realize were going to affect schools and nonprofits, even though we told them it's going to affect schools and nonprofits. Do you think that maybe some of these teachers' unions are now freaking out about what's being taken from them by the very people they put into office?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We talked about this literally on the floor of the House. And we talked about it with you and with other people when this was happening. So this was the last session. One of the tax hikes that the progressive left put through the legislature and the current governor, Mr. Ferguson, signed as fast as he could was an expansion of the state sales tax on services, certain services.
Mm-hmm.
These had traditionally not been taxed by the state with a sales tax. I mean, they paid business taxes and other sorts of things. This is a new state sales tax on services. So a big piece of it is IT services. So like tech support services that you might outsource with a company that does that. Now you're paying a sales tax on those deals. And the bill was really badly written. It appeared to me to be a rush job. They didn't really think it through. The language was overbroad, and we settled this. And the progressive tax and spenders pushed it through the ledge anyway, and Ferguson signed it. So one of the things that it did that I think it was, I don't know if it meant to or not meant to, is it applied this sales tax to purchases made by school districts, by public schools, and a group of nonprofit organizations like food banks, for example. And these are operations, whether it's a nonprofit like a food bank or a public school, that operate on very tight margins. They don't have a lot of money,
mm-hmm.
and now they're having to pay this new tax. And with the schools, it's especially silly because they get most of their operating money from the state anyway. I mean, some of it they get with local levies, but they get the biggest chunk of it from the state. And now they've got to basically send some of it back to the state in the form of the sales tax. And the teachers are angry about it, understandably. The administrators are angry about it, understandably. The school board members are angry about it. So a lot of people have talked, but nobody was doing anything. So I filed a bill that just doesn't fix the whole messed up sales tax, but it exempts schools and food banks and other nonprofits from the new sales tax.
So that's
what the bill does.
I got a question. Why don't we just go to the school boards and go to the school districts and go to the nonprofits and say, hey, guys, us on the GOP, we're fighting for you guys. Let's repeal the whole thing. Or do you think that doesn't have a shot with the Democrats at all?
Well, there may be others that do that. In fact, I think there are probably going to end up being maybe three or four, maybe five or six different attempts to fix this screwed up thing. And I'm sure somebody will make a broader repeal of the whole sales tax. And that might work too. The other thing that might happen is it may be one of the progressive left people wants to be the hero, and they may steal my bill and put their name on it and run it. But all of that's okay, Ari. I don't care if they steal my bill. I don't care if they do a broader repealer. That would be great. We just need to fix the problem. And this is one of these situations where I don't really care who gets credit or who gets to put their name on it and go shake the hand of the governor when he signs it. But I think someone will fix it. This bill that I did is just it's like the simplest fix. There are bigger and more broad fixes we could do, but this is the simplest one. And I kind of challenge my colleagues at the legislature. Somebody else do better. I welcome it. But let's get this problem fixed, because making schools pay a sales tax when they outsource some services is just silly.
And if somebody steals your bill, you get to steal a line from David Spade back on Saturday Night Live when he said, oh, that band Stone Temple Pilots, I liked it better when it was called Nirvana. And you could say, you guys literally stole my bill. I'm glad that you are agreeing with GOP policies on being anti-tax. In the last few minutes we have with Representative Jim Walsh, so something I've noticed about the legislature is that for the past few years, because the Democrats have a supermajority, the GOP has been mainly on defense. How do you go on offense going into the session?
Well, a big part of it, Ari, is the initiative process. Mm-hmm. We've got a couple of initiatives that are out there right now getting signatures, and none of them are across. They don't have enough yet. They're still gathering, and there's time. There's weeks left. They have to the end of the calendar year to get the initiative signed. If we can get those couple of initiatives qualified with enough signatures, that definitely takes control of the kind of agenda in Olympia. All three of them are initiatives to the legislature, so they go to the legislature first, and if the legislature doesn't act, then they go to the people for a vote on next November's ballot. But I'm hoping they all get across the line. They're close. They're not there yet, but they're getting there. And, of course, the three are, one, that restores the Parents' Bill of Rights, the parts of it that got gutted. The second one clarifies in state law that boys can't play in girls' sports. And then the third one is the voter ID initiative that requires proof of citizenship when you register to vote in Washington, not when you vote, but when you register to vote.
Yeah.
So those are the three initiatives that are out there. And if we get one or two or all three of them, I think that's a way that we who are more common sense focused can grab some part of the agenda that's going on in Olympia. But a lot of it, Ari, is going to be trying to fix all this screwed up budgets and taxes. And the governor has just done such a poor job of negotiating the operating budget. The two other budgets are actually in decent shape, but the operating budget's a mess. And that's going to need to be fixed and renegotiated. So a big chunk of the session is going to be on the budget and the taxes that support it. But if we can get these initiatives qualified, and there's still time, so if you haven't signed a petition yet, you can still do it. We can take control at least of part of the agenda.
Chairman of the Washington State GOP, Representative Jim Walsh, thank you so much for fighting so hard on behalf of all of us, and thank you so much for joining us today. Really do appreciate it.
It's always good to talk to you, Ari. There's a lot going on. It's going to be a fun couple of months.
Oh, fun is not the word I would use, but yes, it will be something to watch.
I have a strange sense of fun, Ari.
I'll use the word entertaining because it'll make for great radio and great coverage and great news stories. Representative Walsh, thank you so much. We got a whole lot more to discuss as the show continues. You're listening to the Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.